the annual reports that come from the State Department have been fairly consistent, even during the Trump administration. And Egyptian behavior in this respect has not changed in recent years and has been worrisome for many years. That being said, it is another reminder of the repressive nature of the Sisi regime. And of course, what is new in the bilateral relationship is the change in administration and the change in tone and rhetoric. As you mentioned, Secretary Blinken has highlighted the role of human rights, and clearly the atmospherics surrounding the Egypt-U.S. relationship have changed. President Trump had sought to elevate this relationship. It was one of the few warm relationships he enjoyed. And obviously that has changed now with the Biden administration. But now the question becomes whether it is simply a question of changed atmospherics or whether we are going to see an actual change in policy. And so that's where we find ourselves now. I think there is real pressure for substantive changes. But so far, beyond the atmospherics, the fact that President Biden and President Sisi have not spoken, the fact that Secretary Blinken and his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Shoukry, didn't speak for quite some time. Obviously, the nature of the relationship at a superficial level has changed, but we have yet to see major substantive changes, and we haven't yet seen the kind of elevation of human rights to a central position in the formulation of actual policy.
More potential conflicts over Egypt are looming between the Biden administration and Congress. Legislation passed last year makes $75 million in military aid to Egypt contingent on the release of political prisoners and other human rights issues. What's your take on that?
There's clearly growing impatience within Congress. Egypt's position has eroded with many congressional leaders on a kind of bipartisan basis. So I think this is something new. The fact that this $75 million of aid does not come with the potential of a national security waiver is different. And, you know, it will be perhaps the first real test of whether this elevation of human rights has actual practical implications. There is an expectation that to satisfy this requirement, you would have to have the release of political prisoners and substantial progress toward meeting this requirement. And obviously, none of that has happened so far. So it would be very difficult to imagine a situation in which Egypt could be deemed to satisfy this condition. And that is new. That is a new factor. And this is not solely within the discretion of the executive branch. And Egypt will now have to contend with real pressure from Congress. And I think this is probably the first step in that regard.
Do you expect that Congress could condition military aid to improvement of human rights in Egypt?
We've seen a small portion of aid conditioned on improvements in the human rights situation. I doubt that we would see the entirety of the security assistance conditioned on human rights, but it could very well be that we would see this practice adopted more and more. Congress has displayed a growing concern and impatience. There is an appetite for broader reviews of security assistance throughout the region, not just with respect to Egypt, but with arms sales more broadly in the region. And so I do think there is an appetite to scrutinize security assistance much more than in the recent past. I can't imagine a scenario again where the entirety of the security assistance package is conditioned on such improvements. But I certainly think this is a new feature that Egypt will have to contend with in future years.